Thank you for writing the soundtrack of my life. Thank you for writing the soundtrack of my life.
Jo, hallo Leute, hier ist wieder der Pitty Pitties Podcast, ist wieder am Start und heute ist es tatsächlich the soundtrack of my life. Heute haben wir nämlich eine Folge auf Englisch, heute haben wir einen ganz besonderen Gast da. Eine Dame, die aus den Vereinigten Staaten kommt und sie wird uns auch erzählen, warum sie überhaupt hier ist und sie wird uns aus ihrem Leben erzählen. Es ist, glaube ich, hochinteressant, es ist ganz toll. Ich freue mich wahnsinnig, dass Brittany Ann Payne heute hier ist. Und da sie noch gar nicht lange in Deutschland lebt und nicht viel Deutsch kann, eigentlich gar kein Deutsch kann, werden wir eben alles auf Englisch machen. Ich werde auch ein bisschen übersetzen. So. Hi, Brittany. Great to have you here.
Hi.
Did you understand anything I said?
I was trying to pick up a few words and I was like, yeah, I'll know when it's my turn to talk.
Okay, now it is.
Hi, yeah. Thank you okay. for having me.
Yes, great. Let's tell the people why you're here today. How did we meet?
Well, with the Zilberwolves, all the hockey games, and the boys always get to come on the podcast, and I felt left out, so I cornered you, and I wanted to come. But now I've been at the perfect time. The opportunity has been here, and now that we get to get together and talk about music, I think it's worked out pretty well.
Yeah, very nice. Also, es ist ganz einfach so, dass ihr Freund, der Nick Miglio, ein Stürmer, ein richtig toller Eishockeyspieler ist und den habe ich interviewt und dann habe ich die Brittany eben so kennengelernt, habe auch gefragt, könnten vielleicht mal die Spielerfrauen kommen und sie hat gesagt, sie würde gern kommen und jetzt haben wir gesagt, wir reden einfach über Musik miteinander und dann habe ich gemeint, na dann kommst lieber in hier Pitties Podcast, da kannst du am meisten erzählen und sie weiß sehr viel über Musik und wird da sehr viel drüber erzählen und überhaupt über ihr Leben, also hochinteressant. Brittany, you've been brought up, you were born in California. Tell us where and where you're from and what your childhood, what your early days were like.
So I was born in the early 90s. I'll age myself quickly.
Okay.
I'm from a city called Tehachapi in central to southern California. It's in the mountains. It's a very small country town. Everyone's got cows, horses, chickens, guns, all those things. I was homeschooled most of my life. I have three older siblings. So we spent a lot of time on horses. We spent a lot of time going to church. Basically the book of what you think
okay.
a country small town. But yeah, I've been living in California for up until my early 20s and then I moved away. But my childhood was definitely spent outside predominantly.
Okay, also sie war ganz viel draußen und ist da aufgewachsen, ist also sehr ländlich das Ganze, also Pferde, Kühe und eben ganz viel draußen sein, auch tatsächlich Homeschooling, also sie wurde zu Hause, ist sie praktisch in die Schule gegangen, das ist ja in Deutschland eigentlich gar nicht möglich. What was that like, being homeschooled? Because it's not possible in Germany, das gibt's in Deutschland gar nicht, ja. Yeah.
I will say the school districts in the United States aren't the best.
Okay.
My parents thought so way before they knew the world was going to, you know, go down. It's awful in the States right now. But it, as a child, it was tough because I wasn't able to spend, I didn't get to go to a public school where all the kids were
yeah.
and have many friends.
Yeah.
I was involved in a lot of sports and church, but yeah. I didn't get that exposure.
Yeah.
Looking back as an adult now, I'm very grateful because the studies my parents put us through, I was light years ahead in school and in subjects that most kids didn't even get to touch while they were in public school. So education-wise, 10 out of 10 experience for my mental health, probably like a 2 out of 10.
Okay. Also ja, also die Bildung 10 von 10, aber hier die Erziehung oder auch das, sagen wir mal, das Soziale zusammen ist natürlich dann schwierig. Ja, yeah, socializing is very hard then, or it's just your siblings and your family.
Right.
Nothing else, more or less.
Most people think homeschooling, there is a joke, a stereotype of homeschooled kids in the
yeah.
States. They're weird
yeah.
because they didn't get much socializing.
Yeah.
I think my sister is kind of awkward like that, but I'm a very social butterfly
okay.
and I don't really come off as weird. So when I do tell, well,
no,
I'm weird. Let's get that straight. But in the homeschooling perspective of having social skills, It's very surprising for people to learn that I was homeschooled.
Okay,
So I was always meant to be. I wouldn't have thought
so either.
Exactly.
Okay. Ja, also das wird man bei ihr nicht vermuten, aber da kommen wir ja auch noch drauf, dass sie also wirklich auch ganz viel schon herumgekommen ist in der Welt und ganz viele Leute kennengelernt hat. Ja, so let's play the first song. Why did you pick John Denver's Sunshine on My Shoulders? Well, it's obviously, there are obvious reasons. Da gibt es auch offensichtliche Gründe, weil sie halt ganz viel draußen war, aber trotzdem, why did you pick it?
If you know John Denver, you know he's old school, and I remember a very early childhood memory being in the back of my mom's Bronco, listening to her cassette tapes, and John Denver was always one. And this song you could play and it just feels like the good parts of my childhood that I did have. And definitely I wasn't grown enough to enjoy the real era of John Denver, but I'm just grateful to know it. And growing up in, we had a lot of RV trips as kids. We went camping a lot to a lot of national parks, and this kind of music was always playing.
Okay. So, ja, also es ist immer gespielt, schon bei der Mama im Bronco mit der Kassette ist es abgelaufen und das ist sowas wie die Erinnerung an die ganz glücklichen Tage der Kindheit auch. Und die sind also ganz viel campen gegangen und waren in den Nationalparks und haben sich da umgeschaut. Und dann ist das hier gelaufen auf dem Kassettenrekorder zu Hause.
If I a day that I could give you, I'd give to you a day just like today. If I had a song that I could sing for you, I'd sing a song to make you feel this way. Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy.
Beautiful.
It's so good.
Yeah, it really is beautiful. I mean, we Germans, we know two songs. Mm-hmm. Country Roads, Take Me Home and Leaving on a Jet Plane. Yeah. Those are the two songs. But John Denver has played very much in the United States, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it. You have to have a special father to show you the classics. So I'm grateful to have that.
Okay. Yeah. Also, sehr schön. Sunshine on My Shoulders, yeah. Okay, also, this was your, well, this the early childhood, going to national parks, and you were outside very much, as you said.
Always.
What did you do outside?
Always barefoot. Like, I'm always barefoot.
In a barfuß?
Maybe not here in Germany, but no. I'm always grounded. Since I was homeschooled, we could just pick up and go. So we would spend months in our RV, and I've seen every national park on the west side of the United States, kind of from more Oklahoma over. And I'm so grateful that I was able to do all those things. Yeah, I didn't have many friends, but I've seen a lot of cool stuff.
Okay, yeah.
But, you know, those cassette tapes, RVs didn't have CD players back then.
No.
And so it was just the same albums on cassettes over and over. And it'd be, you know, Don McLean and the Styx and a lot of Queen and a lot of country music, like my second song.
Yeah.
But this was my earliest memory of music.
And you had your family had their own RV then?
We were all of us in one. Yes, we had our own RV. And it got bigger over the years. We kind of traded it in.
How many people were in there then?
At one time, there was six of us.
Okay.
Yeah, and no tent camping. So we all, because there's, you know, bears and bison and stuff where we would go.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We would, my sister and I would be on the upper part above the driver's seat. And then everyone would be on like the couch and the pullout and the bed. And so it kind of became a norm for me, like growing up. Like my sister and I talk about it a lot. We're like, wow, I can't believe we did that. Now we really love to go to hotels.
Yeah.
and to glamp, no longer camp.
Okay, ja, also das ist dann auch ganz normal, ne? Also wenn man da so aufwächst und dass man diese Parks anschaut, und das kann man sich ja gar nicht vorstellen, wenn in Deutschland bist du von Ferien. Of course, in Germany you would be dependent on the holidays. And you would say it's only from, I don't know, from August till middle of September or something, but you were free then.
Months. We would months. Be gone for months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Just living out of a suitcase is very normal for me.
Yeah.
And so, since living in Europe, I do that a lot anyways, and it's kind of funny coming full circle.
Yeah,
I miss having a closet, but I'm always like, all right, let's go.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, very cool. Okay, the next song is also a country song.
Mm-hmm.
You already said that.
Yes.
It's been decades since I last listened to it, but I always liked it. It's very nice. So why that one? It's by Alabama.
Yes. When you think of country music nowadays, no one would probably pick up on these bands because they all know Toby Keith, Jason Aldean, even Morgan Wallen, you know, all the newer. I think it's kind of saturated a little bit when you come from the true countryside of a state. I mean, like you said, Nick, he's from Texas, so he knows real country as well.
Yeah.
But I grew up riding horses and going to rodeos, and
you did rodeos?
Yes, I wasn't very good, but I did. And my whole family, we rode horses, and we had a bunch at the house, and you kind of just listen to country. It's all that the stations on the radio would play, but continuing RVing, when we got older, I would sit shotgun in the front with my dad, and he would play this band. And it was, again, when I say very few happy memories of a childhood, this song, every time I come to it on my Apple iTunes, it is a good memory. It is a solid, happy memory of country, and I'm really glad I chose that instead of any other country song.
Okay, ja, also das ist trotzdem auch so ein bisschen gemischte Gefühle, und auch nicht alles war so toll an der Kindheit, aber wenn sie an die schönen Momente aus ihrer Kindheit zurückdenkt, dann kommt sowas, und manchmal durfte sie auch vorn auf dem Beifahrersitz neben dem Papa sitzen, und dann hat man das gehört. Mountain Music by Alabama. Ah,
it's good.
I like it very much. Das ist richtig cool.
Oh, play me some mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to a Cajun hideaway.
There's not much country music in German on German radio. And remember, in Bavaria, we used to have like 1 hour per week. And there was a country time. I don't know what it was called. And they played those kinds of songs.
They don't have that anymore?
No.
We should start that up.
Yeah. We start a country radio.
I'll bring my playlist. Yeah, we'll start.
Ja, also das läuft natürlich in Amerika viel mehr. You can still listen to it in the United States.
You can listen to anything in the United
States. Yeah, I know, but there are stations that play that kind of music.
Definitely in the more southern states, they have
like radios, Alabama.
Radio stations that will play like the classics.
Yeah.
Like this is Hick.
Yeah.
But like really good Hick, you know?
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Bending over, skin and cats, playing baseball, sure.
Yeah, okay, sehr schön, very nice. Ja, so, Gateway into Country Music, also da ist sie rangekommen an die Country Musik, und das gehört ja auch irgendwie dazu, ja. I think it's the original American, well, white American
music. It's the foundation of bleeding,
yes.
Of bleeding red, white and blue.
Yeah. Sure, ne? Yeah. Okay, right. Anything else you want to say about that? No, that's enough. A good memory.
It's a great memory.
Yeah, okay. But as you said, not having too many social contacts, one of the possibilities to get into contact with other people was religion. Mm-hmm. Please tell us something about that. Also, nochmal, zu Hause erzogen worden, auch praktisch zu Hause in die Schule gegangen, viel unterwegs gewesen und so weiter. Dann hat die Britney aber gesagt, man kommt in Kontakt mit anderen Menschen durch Religionen, durch die Kirche.
I'm not sure of the connection of religion here in Germany, but in the States, it's fairly common to, and I guess where I come from at least, to be raised in the church. And I started going to the church right down the road from my house with my family. And about age 9 or so, they stopped going, but I kept going because okay. I wasn't having any much interaction with anyone. And I got to go to youth group and big church when I got older. And I was heavily involved. I was, you know, lead singer of the praise team. I was really involved in the Awana, like, Bible memorization camps. I was just so, so deep into it. But the religion part, as I got older, I removed myself from the church. I know most people won't understand that connection unless you do. That you don't need a church to be close with God. But when every time I think of religion and a safe space of it, I think of the music.
Okay.
And being in church, it's as you could say, soulful. But yeah. Music is probably the reason I stayed as long as I did because
yeah.
Yeah.
And you sang there.
Yeah.
You don't want to sing.
I'm not
today.
Singing for you.
Okay, well, I try.
I sing in the car and
yeah,
in the
you
shower.
Sing in the car.
That's
yeah.
it.
Okay, only car and shower. Mm-hmm. But you used to sing in the church
mm-hmm.
in front of people alone.
And yes.
Okay, yeah. Right. Okay, don't want to ask anymore. Okay, but just imagine, yeah?
Yeah.
This song, I didn't know, but it's very nice. Is there any background to it you would like to tell us?
The title is called Oceans by a very big Christian band, and it is kind of a song you can play on repeat and not really know that it's starting or
yeah.
stopping
yeah.
and it's kind of
already
a,
started.
A
yeah.
place
okay.
that if I'm feeling I don't know a certain way I can get regrounded and reconnected and just kind of feel it just it's a feeling it's so hard to describe but
yeah,
music
okay.
is that memory of a melody you know
yeah. Okay. Also sie hat jetzt mit der Kirche eigentlich nicht mehr viel zu tun, aber wenn sie da sich das anhört, dann kommt sie wieder da drauf, ja, wie die Zeit war da. Und darum geht's in der Musik. Ja? Hillsong United.
You call me out upon the waters, the great unknown, my feet may and there I find you in the mystery, in oceans deep, my faith will stand.
Just say it goes on and on. You could repeat
it's
it.
It's perfect.
And, yes, right.
The crescendo comes up into just a lasting chorus and then draw it out really long. And then you could literally just have it on repeat.
Yeah.
It's
and it's
beautiful.
Nearly 9 minutes long.
Yeah.
It's really
it's,
beautiful.
Yeah.
Praktischer Song, den kann man auf Dauerschleife laufen lassen, weil er sich immer wieder aufbaut und natürlich, das ist ja klar, das hat ja viel mit Religiosität zu tun, dass man Sachen immer wieder wiederholt, ja, und dass die immer wiederkommen und man sich daran erinnert und es dann praktisch auch ins Bewusstsein übergeht und so, ja. What religious group was it? Was war das für eine religiöse Gruppe? Because you know in Germany it's more or less Catholic and Protestant. It's, that's it.
And in Christianity there's a lot of different variegations of it. But in where I come from, you're either Christian or you're Christian.
Okay.
That's the one choice that you get.
Yeah, okay.
So,
yeah.
I don't know what denomination you would say that is, but... Hillsong's a pretty big band, and a lot of the church music that you play in service has modernized over the last decade. And we all know, well, if you're in church like 20 years ago, it was very hymns and old school, and it was slightly boring. And then my generation came in and shook things up, and this is kind of a more of lyrical version of the feeling. So,
did you also have like bands and so on?
Oh yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Oh yeah. Big. Yeah. And they're even in the South, there's huge band, Christian bands that have like 5 sets of these drum sets, and they're just, it's monstrous.
Yeah. Okay. Also das ist tatsächlich so, dass es da in diesen Gottesdiensten oder Messen dann halt richtig hier Band gibt und Chor, und dass man halt auch die Jugendlichen vielleicht ein bisschen mitnimmt und so. Yeah. Okay. Also for the younger people, not only the...
It's exactly what I think that they started doing, is the music will bring people in.
Yeah.
And then you can't just like preach to someone and expect them to listen without that feeling first.
Yeah.
And that's why church service starts with music, is you can get your emotions flowing, and that's why I think I stayed so long, because I just loved the music part, not the judgment part.
Okay. Ja, okay, ja, also sie hat eher den, ja genau, den musikalischen, nicht den hier, du bist aber böse gewesen oder du bist gut und das dann und so weiter, das hat sie nicht so toll gefunden, aber ja, okay, right, you stayed there. Now, we talk about your cool grandma.
Oh yeah, she's the
That's
coolest.
Really cool, well.
She's the coolest.
Yes, she's the coolest. Why is she the coolest? Okay. Warum ist die Oma von der Britney die coolste Oma, die es gibt?
Coolest Oma ever. So my grandmother is more of a mother figure in my life. And if you know me personally, you know she is the OG. She's the coolest. My grandma is quite an Elvis Presley fan. She's quite a... I'm pretty sure they had a love affair.
Don't they all say that?
No, I think I kind of believe it, because she saw him so many times in concert. She had a lot of his memorabilia, and as a kid, spending seasons with her when she was raising me in different parts of my life, she would have his music on kind of the background. And my grandma's the greatest. She is 86 years young. And I get all of my good looks and my humor from her, and she's rad. But it's so funny, this song that we're about to play, do you want me to talk about it now or after you play it?
Talk about it now.
Okay. The song, it's really hard when you think of Elvis Presley, you think of Hound Dog, or you think of any rock and roll song. But to me, the original singer of Can't Help Falling in Love with You, or In Love, it's the way he sings it is a memory that she and I used to dance to, and it's just beautiful. So I had to have a little bit of her in my music.
Where does she live?
In the San Juan Islands, off of it's kind of like near Vancouver, Canada, but they're in Washington State.
Okay,
they live on an island.
Yeah, okay, sehr schön. Also die richtig coole Oma, die war ein paar Mal auf Elvis Presley Konzerten, das ist natürlich schon besonders geil, und die Britney denkt sogar, dass da irgendwann mal was gelaufen ist, weil sie so oft dort war und auch ein paar Sachen von ihm hat und so weiter. Könnte ja sein. Und also sie sagt, wir denken bei Elvis eher an diese Rock'n'Roll Sachen, aber der hat natürlich auch ganz diese einfühlsame Stimme und diesen richtig ganz tollen Song. It's a great song. Gives you the goosebumps.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
And I love Elvis. Who doesn't love Elvis?
Everybody loves
Everybody
Elvis.
Everybody loves Elvis.
Yeah. Can't help falling in love.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin if I surely to the sea. Darling, so it goes, some things are meant to be.
You know something, I remember when Elvis died. You don't.
I did.
You're way younger, but I didn't know him, but I remember my parents being really shocked that he died because he was
so
an icon.
Yeah. He was so young.
He was like
young.
In his 40s, something, yeah. Something in his 40s. And it was like the end of an era, you have to say. Also es war auch ganz, wirklich ganz bezeichnet irgendwie. Und ich kann mich da noch genau erinnern, wie meine Eltern vollkommen von der Rolle waren und gesagt haben, hey, jetzt ist der Elvis tot, Elvis is dead. Yeah, incredible. Yeah.
I know that song has been read, lots of renditions online by so many artists.
Yeah.
But my plan was always to, if I ever get married, to walk down the aisle to that song, since he can't sing it for me. Because... he's no longer around. The plan is for grandma to walk me down the aisle with
okay.
that song.
Okay.
So it's like a full hopefully yeah. it's a whole full circle moment.
Yeah, ja, exactly.
That's the plan.
Wonderful. Yeah, ja, das ist ein schöner Plan. It's a nice plan.
Falling in love with you.
And it's often played in German weddings.
Is it?
Yes, yeah. It's one of the classic German wedding songs.
That's a sign.
Yeah, I know. Could be.
Could be a sign.
Könnte ein Zeichen sein. Mal schauen. Sehr schön, ja. Jetzt geht's aber mal auch ein bisschen in die Rock-Richtung, Rock'n'Roll, we need that as well. A bit more electric guitars and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe for the aisle, it's a little bit, you know, just more, you know, soft and loving, but
yes, yeah, of course, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then crank it up.
Yes, yeah, then you crank it up, yeah, and dann wird aufgedreht, ja, das ist klar. Because you have brothers,
yes.
Older brothers, they're quite older than you are.
Yeah. Quite. They are about 13, 14 years older than me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big age gap. So our music tastes are a little different.
But if they're 13 or 14 years older, isn't that, aren't they always the cool brothers then?
You know, at the time when I was growing up, they weren't cool. But then I got older and I'm like, yeah, they're pretty cool.
Geht schon.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're talking about what time? 90s?
Yes. So I was born in 92.
Yeah.
And they're just at that age where I remember them picking me up from school. And they had already graduated, you know, so I was in preschool and I think my other brother was a senior and I was in preschool. So it was more of me starting my life.
But you were in school then as well.
Well, preschool in the States, you have to go to preschool.
It's
I can't be homeschooled.
Just for,
yeah.
just for the children, yeah. Kindergarten.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, right. Okay,
yeah, yeah.
No. It's called preschool. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Preschool is before kinder.
Yeah, it's even before that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Krippe. Yeah. Yeah, okay, yeah. Oh, you have to be, there you have to be. Okay.
It's interesting, and it's through homeschooling, you can also have what they call a charter school, and you have documentation of the school you're doing.
Oh, right. Okay.
But I didn't really go to that because my mom thought we were too smart. So. But they have those classes too.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Also man muss da schon dann irgendwas, yeah, okay. Yeah, because they need some kind of record or something.
Exactly.
Because
you can't just have a baby and then never put them in school.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It's tricky.
Yes.
Different states serve different laws. But
yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, and when they picked you up, they played...
We were in I think it was a 94 Ford Ranger with those bucket seats. If you know what those seats are, the fold-down bucket seats that swivel. My sister and I would be in the back, and they would play the most God-rending music. It was just aggressive boy music. And I remember, obviously I didn't like most of it, because they would take us off-roading and go through McDonald's drive-thru when we weren't supposed to. Anyways, they would play music like this, like from Creed. And I laugh because when I was doing the 12 songs of my life, I thought to myself, okay, when I think of songs that were cool back then that are now cool now, I kind of have this connection where I thought Creed was so cool when I was growing up because my brothers were listening to it.
Yeah.
But no one knew who they were when I was getting in, you know, the teen years. And now it's like on Rock Band and everyone thinks it's so cool. And I'm like, I was there before you guys. Yeah, okay. So give me some credit. But I know you don't like Creed. I love this song and I just think it's kind of overplayed, but it just makes me feel like really cool.
Okay, you are. Yeah, you are, definitely. Okay, ja, das ist nur, also ich bin jetzt kein so großer Creed-Fan, aber ist ja auch okay. Ich habe hier, mind you, there were some people on here, soundtrack of their lives, and they played songs that I really didn't like, but
there you go. It's our lives.
It's your life, it's not mine, yeah. But of course, and actually, I once had my soundtrack of my life as well.
How hard was that to choose, though?
It was very hard.
You know the pressure.
Now I know. And I also played things I didn't like, but they were parts of my life, you see?
See, that's exactly what I did as well. You have to kind of combine it. Yeah.
Genau. Also man muss ja dann auch, wenn es zum Soundtrack des Lebens gehört, muss man ja auch so ein bisschen erzählen, was einen vielleicht genervt hat, aber was einen in der Zeit geprägt hat. It was like the song of that time of my life.
Right.
And I just remember. So, Hi. Long story short. Long story long. Higher by Creed.
Classic.
Classic. The thing is, I don't like his voice so much.
It's the 90s. It
just
like,
I know.
It oozes the vowels.
Yeah, that's what he did. Should be a video now.
Okay. With my guitar right now?
Yeah, air guitar. You're very good at air
saying,
guitar, aren't you?
How do you listen to this and not want to play an air guitar?
Yeah.
Or drums or just something.
Yeah, right. The guitars are very good.
Yeah.
It helps me to appreciate those nights and those dreams.
And the drum sound is very 90s. That's exactly
like... It screams the whole era of the decade.
Yeah, right. It does.
Make the earth and my dreams the same. The only difference is to let love replace...
I think they still exist or they came back, something like that.
I should know and I don't.
Yeah.
It's very grungy stuff. I bet if they still have the same sound, then I respect them for that. But they've got to have to, you know, evolve a little bit.
Yeah.
It's the same. Every song sounds the same.
Yeah, it does. Okay.
It's so good.
And your brothers are still in the United States?
Yes, they both are. Have a bunch of babies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And whereabouts are they?
One is in Florida with his family and the other is still in California.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. I think there's something typically American that we don't have that much in Germany. Usually you stay in one part of the country. Yeah. Or I was born here. Then I went somewhere else. I lived abroad for a couple of years, but I came back. And I think Americans, or at least that's what we think, tend to get all over the place. Yeah,
I think,
or move more than we Germans do. Put
I think
it like
humans,
that.
Like genetically, want to be safe and home. Yeah. So most people will stay or return back where they come from if there's something holding them there.
Yeah.
For example, my sister has never left our hometown. She married a man from our hometown.
Okay.
She's going to raise her kids there, and she has no interest of ever leaving. She's traveled once to Mexico and that's it.
Yeah.
And then I think there's another part of our world, like myself, who can't stay in one place for too long and always need to leave. But you're right. I think it might not just be Americans, but everyone kind of,
they want
to feel a sense of feeling, you know, like important in their, where they come from and their roots and,
Also, es muss nicht nur amerikanisch sein, das stimmt schon, aber es gibt halt Leute, ihre Schwester zum Beispiel ist immer noch im selben Ort und wird auch da ihre Kinder aufwachsen sehen und war bloß einmal im Urlaub in Mexiko und so, aber es gibt halt Leute, die einfach immer ein bisschen raus wollen, have you got some kind of home? Would you call one place home?
So you know when the U.S. election's coming up and it asks you for your address, and I'm like, I don't know.
You don't have,
Like my driver's license, I have to renew, it doesn't expire for several years, but eventually I'll need to renew it, and I don't have like a home address, and I will not be returning to my hometown. So and I haven't had like a real address in a long time.
Okay.
So I think I'm just a different breed, but I kind of like the nomadic
life.
It is kind of chaotic, and I do want to settle down one day, but no, I don't have an address. I don't have
a home. Keine Heimatadresse. Yeah. I bet Biden's not a good home address, is it?
No. I'll just go off my driver's license, which is in Hawaii. So let's.
Yeah. Well, it's not too bad.
It's a little far, but mail will not get to me if it's going to Hawaii.
Yeah, but it sounds cool.
Yeah, it
sounds cooler than Biden.
It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Also es steht auf dem Führerschein steht Hawaii und das ist wirklich cool. Ja. Okay. Yes. Parts of going around in the world is, of course, if you're in the military and you have people or you know people, know many people who are in the service, obviously.
In the state of Hawaii is a big military island.
Yeah. Grüße an die big greetings. I say hello to Noelia,
who lives aloha. In Hawaii.
Yeah. Aloha, yeah.
And there's a lot of military there. And there's what they call a kind of a highway from Hawaii to Germany, because there's so many branches and bases here in the state, in Germany, in the country. And I knew some people that were coming over, and I was like, a chance to leave the States, let's go. So I bought a ticket and here I am.
It's great. Yeah. Aber Hawaii kommt eben auch noch. Also you lived in Hawaii as well. Mm-hmm. And that's the ticket to travel the world, isn't it?
Yeah. It's such a blessing to have an opportunity where, you know, I worked my butt off and I'm able to kind of just get up and go as much as I please. Eventually I'll need to stop, but living in Europe has been such a wonderful experience. So everything is so close here and I don't ever want to leave.
You can stay here. I don't mind.
I'll make it a new home.
You've been in Germany now for 3 years or so.
2021 is when I moved. So COVID kind of affected Hawaii pretty aggressively and I kind of needed an out, and it was a good timing that I left. So not too long, but long enough to know my way around.
Yeah.
Just Bavaria, though.
Well, that's the important part.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, and we're going to play a very nice song by one of my really favorite artists, Billy Joel.
He's the best.
Yes.
I didn't really have a purpose of this song. It's more of Billy Joel has been in an artist that has been in my childhood, teens, and adult life. And it's just an overall awesome song. It's just an awesome song, and I was like, it just makes me happy, so let's just play it.
Yes, it's called It's Still Rock and Roll to Me. I don't give a, you know what.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. You've been hiding out lately, honey. You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
You said something that I think is very interesting. You said he's got his own genre. And I think it's a bit like that. Mm-hmm. Him being a piano player, he composes rock and roll differently. And this is what makes
his own sound.
Yeah, it's his own sound.
You know a Billy Joel song when you hear it.
Exactly. Yeah. Funk, cool pop, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Saxophone. No, comes later. Sehr schön, Billy Joel. You know, I've seen him live. Ich habe ihn schon mal live gesehen hier in in München, and it was really great, wonderful. Really. Do you go to concerts often?
Yes.
Yeah.
In the States, we really like to go to festivals because you can see multiple.
Yeah.
Artists.
We do that in Germany as well. Yeah.
Of course, and it's a great time. It's overwhelming at times, but. Yeah. I love concerts.
Here's the saxophone.
There it is.
Yeah. Sehr schön. Great song. Yeah, and why
song.
Not just, that's also part of your soundtrack of your life to say, well, it's one of my favorite songs. I just love it. Yeah.
It's rare to find a song that you can put on and no matter what, you want to listen to it.
Yes.
That's Billy Joel for me.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
I agree. Okay, und jetzt gehen wir aber nach Hawaii.
Yes.
Also now it's Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
What brought you to Hawaii?
I bought a one-way ticket in my 20s to Hawaii because I was living in California and I felt that nothing in that state was keeping me there. And I think I'd always talked about Hawaii. I romanticized it. I saw movies and I didn't know what it was going to be like, but I knew it would make me happy. Ocean, sun, all the things. I did not know what to expect. I didn't know a single person, and I just bought a ticket and I just went. And it was the best decision of my life because it was healing. I know being landlocked in Germany is a little rough for me, being a Pisces, but being surrounded by the ocean, I worked in the ocean, on the ocean.
Yeah.
Every day I spent in the sand, in the sun, in a bikini, not a care in the world. You should be caring about things there, like, you know, bills and all those things, but you just don't in Hawaii.
Yeah.
You just don't. You kind of stop caring about what other people think is important, and my whole perspective on life changed when I lived there. And so I kind of wanted to honor that period of my life, and who doesn't speak about Hawaii the best other than Bob Marley? He is the soul of Hawaii. It's the best. You need to go.
I wouldn't have come to the conclusion that Bob Marley, you connect with Hawaii. Because he's Jamaican, obviously.
Right.
But
he sings about Hawaii all the time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know that. Also erstmal muss ich nochmal kurz übersetzen. Also es ist offensichtlich, alles, was über Hawaii gesagt wird, stimmt offensichtlich. Also sie hat auch was gesagt, was ganz interessant ist. Also hier jetzt in Deutschland landlocked. Also man ist hier praktisch mitten auf dem Land und kommt, aber man hat kein Meer außenrum. Man hat also diese Freiheit des Meeres hat man nicht um sich rum. Das heißt natürlich schon auf einer Insel, auf jeder Insel sowieso. Und das Wetter wirklich so toll. Und du kannst halt einfach die ganze Zeit nur draußen. Und es stört dich auch nichts. Und du bist da irgendwie so ein bisschen, dich kümmert auch nichts. Oder du hast keine großen Sorgen. Und deswegen ist diese Entscheidung, nur mit einem Koffer und einem Single-Ticket nach Hawaii zu fliegen, die beste Entscheidung ihres Lebens gewesen. Und sie bereut es auf keinen Fall. Und jetzt ist Bob Marley genau der Richtige, um hier den Soundtrack dazu zu machen. Could You Be Loved? Wonderful song. I think I said that a couple of times, but there's about 46 Bob Marley children or so. He really has lots of children.
Lots of children.
Not a care in the world.
That's what I'm saying. Nothing much to do.
Don't let them fool you. did you live?
I lived on Oahu, the island with jobs. Yeah. No other island has any jobs. I started working on boats out there. So every day I'd either be diving in the water or I'd be working on the water. And this kind of music and in reggae would just be playing. And it just makes you feel, just grab a beer and hang out. Literally, that's all we ever did.
Sounds okay.
It's it's fabulous. I was so tan when I lived there.
But still you left Hawaii.
I know COVID changed everyone's lives differently.
Yeah.
The island suffered really badly. Yeah. I didn't work for a very long time.
Because of the tourism.
Exactly. Yeah. And you need tourism for that island.
Yeah.
The beach at one time was illegal by the government and we couldn't go on the... And when they opened up the gates, basically, for tourism to start back up, everything got more expensive, more crowded than ever.
Yeah.
And I had an opportunity to leave, and I felt like it was the time I needed to take to be challenged and move on.
Yeah. And how long did you stay there then?
About 4 or 5 years. I definitely miss it, but...
Okay.
I'll go back one day.
Okay. Ja, und dann natürlich Hawaii, logischerweise als Touristengegend unglaublich darunter gelitten hat unter diese Corona-Covid-Pandemie, war das dann auch klar, weil die Britney da eben auch in der Tourismusbranche mitgearbeitet hat, dass es so nicht mehr ging. Und als es dann wieder, dass die Leute wieder gekommen sind, da war es natürlich noch schwieriger, weil so viele gekommen sind, dass alles wahnsinnig teuer wurde. Und dann hat sie sich entschieden zu gehen, aber sie war ein paar Jahre dort, 4 bis 5 Jahre. Okay. Let's go disco.
Okay. It's so fun when I get to look at all these songs and on my notes and knowing that like each genre is a different puzzle piece of my personality.
Yes. Okay.
Because I'm a flower child, I think, through and through, with the ocean. I've worn bell bottoms my whole life. I think they're rad. And I think of disco, I think of just a time of life where I probably could have thrived, but it just makes me happy. Just dancing.
Okay.
Just happy.
Yeah, feel free. Okay. Earth, Wind and Fire.
How do you not love this song? Like everyone knows this song.
Yes, of course.
It's like the best number one like wedding
now it starts.
Wedding song.
Really?
Dancing. Yeah.
Talk a lot about weddings.
I know, it's strange, isn't it?
Go to discos in Germany?
I have never been to a disco in Germany, and I think someone should take me because I would love that.
Yeah?
I have the outfits, so someone tell me and then I will go.
I bet you have the outfit.
I have the outfits.
Okay.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. And you still call it disco because we tend to call it club now, but when I was brought up and when I went out, I called it disco. Yeah, but
which is strange they would call it club because in the clubs nowadays they don't play disco.
Nah,
like disco is so, it's their own genre.
Yeah,
I want to go to a true disco.
Because
if I go to a German disco and they're playing house music, I'd be very upset.
Yeah, okay, but we're coming to house music.
We are.
Well,
we're closing it down.
But that's the club.
Yeah.
Then. Yeah. Really, really cool.
It's the funk.
Yeah,
it's really
funk. I like funk.
Like, you can't listen to that and be sad.
Yeah, it's not.
It just makes you want to groove.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but well, we're coming to a chapter that, well, is...
It's quite different.
Yeah, it's quite different, but that's very interesting about you, because you've got like every possible genre of music is part of your life. You had a boyfriend who brought you to punk music.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Tell me about him.
So, full circle moment. I met a boy in the church.
All right.
As funny as it can be. We were both pretty rebellious. This is many, many moons ago. I'm talking early teens. And he was my first love. And he introduced me to punk music at a Warped Tour in the States. It's basically all the big punk bands.
Ja, also die Warped Tour, diesen Begriff auch in Deutschland, das ist tatsächlich ein, ja, eine Tour, wo ganz viele Punkbands unterwegs sind. It's all over the United States, isn't it?
And Warped Tour no longer exists, but the music, was very big.
Yeah.
Yeah, the genre of music, I think, is the most meaningful for me because it's angry music.
Yeah.
And I think that, I feel in my generation, we kind of were the age group that had a lot of teenage angst and had the confidence to stand up and to say how we feel. And it probably wasn't a good idea, but it's a lot of pain in this genre of music. And it's a lot of just expression of getting out the bad and the ugly inside. And when you look at me or you talk to me, people would be very surprised to hear that I listen to this style of music.
Yeah, it would not be the first idea.
Let me tell you, I played it for Nick once. He'd shut off the music immediately. He was like, "What is this?" And I was like, I have I think my soul is healed, but deep down I feel very good when I listen to this. This is my gym music. It makes me feel alive still, that I still have anger or pain about life. But anyways, this boy that I met, that I dated and fell in love, he passed away in a motorcycle accident, and that in itself was pain. But it's kind of like, this genre of music's not really heartbreak, it's like the self-control and the lack of control, and it's aggressive, so I'm just forewarning everyone when they hear this.
We had aggressive music here before, it doesn't matter.
But I love it.
Ja, it's great. Ja, das ist natürlich auch eine traurige Geschichte, also hier auch mal die Wut rauszulassen. Sie hört es immer noch, hört es auch, wenn sie Sport macht und so weiter. Sie hatte diesen Jungen, ihre erste große Liebe, und der ist auch bei einem Motorradunfall gestorben. Aber trotzdem erinnert sie sich gern dran. Und jetzt ihr Freund, der hat sich das einmal mit angehört und hat gesagt, mach das aus, das mag ich nicht hören und so. Aber es ist nur mal Teil ihres Lebens, und deswegen hören wir da jetzt rein in Bow Down by I Prevail. Cool. Exactly what I love this kind of music. I love you can love Billy Joel and that. Mm-hmm. It's not impossible, because as you said, I think you can be a calm or what positive person, whatever, but you will have some sort of anger or negative feelings inside of you, and this is what makes you, or is something that tells you somebody understands.
Exactly.
That's why
something out there can remind you that it's still in there and it's okay to have it in there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Und darum geht's in der Musik. Es sind, werden halt alle Gefühle, alle positiven und negativen sind irgendwie da und sind in einem drin, und man kann sie mit sowas auch rauslassen. Ich finde das saugeil. You better recognize. You wanna talk that shit? Talk about it all. Cause the past of your past. Still, it's a long way from John Denver to
it's miles, miles away.
Keep running your mouth and I'm gonna call your blood. you seen them live as well?
I have seen this band live, and most of the bands that I listen to, I've seen them perform before, and then listening to them has brought me onto new bands that I haven't. But this, it's just interesting how, like, you get it, a lot of people don't get it, but you can have sadness and anger along with your happy.
Yeah.
And it's just makes me want to punch something, and it makes me feel really good.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Now we come to another more quite heavy story. About your sister-in-law. Mm-hmm. Jetzt kommt eine Geschichte ihrer Schwägerin, die schon sehr traurig ist, und da auch ein Song dazu. Could you please tell us the story?
Of course. My life is reading like a sad book, but it's fine. My sister-in-law is the wife of my second oldest brother. They've been together since before I was born. So she's basically blood related almost. I moved to Germany in 2021. And then she was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer in October. And I left Germany after moving here to go live with her and their 4 kids to kind of help take care of her, help take care of the kids. My brother wasn't exactly in the picture for all of those duties, so I had to put on the mom hat. It was a very tough couple months that I was there. But the only time I ever got to myself was when I had to walk the family dog at night when everyone was asleep. And Adele had just come out with this album called 30, which she was 30, I was 30. And she released this album about her divorce and heartache and life and child. And I listened to it on replay, and it was my only kind of outlook on life at the time. I didn't know if my sister was gonna make it, and these kids were driving me absolutely bananas, and I had wanted to be in Germany, and life took a very different turn. Mm-hmm. So I do love this album of hers, and it's it just makes me feel like someone my age was listening to me. Mm-hmm. And I could relate.
Also ich muss es kurz übersetzen, also die Schwägerin, also die Britney war schon hier in Deutschland, und dann hat die Schwägerin erfahren, dass sie Brustkrebs hat, und dann ist die Britney dahin nach Amerika und hat geholfen, weil ihr Bruder damit wohl nicht zurechtkam, und sie war den ganzen Tag, praktisch hat sie da so die Mama auch gemacht. Und die Kinder, es waren also 4 Kinder da, und sie musste sich um die kümmern. Und die einzige Zeit, wo sie nachts ein bisschen Zeit hatte, war, als sie mit dem Hund rausging. Und dann hat sie eben dieses Album von Adele, die da eben auch 30 geworden ist, gehört. Und deswegen sagt ihr dieser Song To Be Loved ganz viel und passt eben zu dieser Zeit. Kann auch sagen, dass die Schwägerin mittlerweile auch gestorben ist.
Build a house for love to grow. I was so young that it was hard to know. I'm as lost now as I was back then. Always make a mess of everything. It's a bad time that I face myself. All I do is bleed into someone else. Painting walls with all my secret tears. Filling rooms with all my hopes and fears. But oh my, I'll never learn if I never. Yearn if I never speak. To be loved and love at the high.
very impressive. Ihr könnt wie immer diese Liste der Songs ganz euch anhören. Ja, I always make a list, Spotify list, and people can listen to it then entirely, of course. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, very hard time then. I already said that she died.
Mm-hmm. She passed away in a year after her double vasectomy and the cancer came back. So, yeah. But she's in a better place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. Okay. Now we're coming. Now it's a bit hard to do the next one, but of course it's your life.
Of course.
I mean, there's ups and downs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, es gibt also in jedem Leben diese Aus und Ups. But still, I have to say, I mean, there's quite a few people have been here, but I think this is very special because it seems to be very honest about also the downs. Yeah, which is very nice. I appreciate that very much.
Life wouldn't be worth it if there wasn't the lows to appreciate the highs.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah exactly. Well, next one is a high because it's Taylor Swift. Oh.
She's the best.
Yeah, well, obviously you
big
know.
Swiftie. Quite,
yeah, you're a Swiftie. Yeah?
Yes.
And the thing is, Leute, Achtung, heute Rätselfrage. Yeah. You have mm-hmm. to say that then later, but anyway. We're talking about Taylor Swift now. Yeah, why is she the best?
She's just an icon. For those that, you know, have been listening to her music since day one, her music came out, we're only a couple years apart. So I grew up on her country music, or if you want to call it country. And then she transitioned into pop. And the last 7 years or so, 8 years, she's just been a reckon to be just, I don't even know. I can't, like, we talked about this for what, 40 minutes before? I could just go on and on about Taylor Swift. I think she's a rock star, a lyrical genius. I think she's a woman that's so powerful and inspiring. And I knew I had to include her on my list. However, picking one song was really tricky because all of them are great. But I kind of chose a song from her COVID albums that she recorded during COVID, which is a master in its own.
I think there's many people or journalists, I buy my magazines and so on, Rolling Stone and so on, that say these are the best albums she made.
Oh, the lyrics are just amazing. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I listened to them in the COVID time when they came out, and I was also impressed, I have to say. Ja, ja. Also ich fand es schon auch gut. Also der Britney ist ein ganz großer Fan von Taylor Swift und sagt, sie ist also ein Genie und ihre Texte sind ganz toll und so weiter. Ja?
Okay. I think Taylor Swift has the ability to create words from a feeling that all of us have experienced.
Okay.
Most people say, oh, she just writes songs about breakups. Yeah. Sure, she does, but if anyone has ever had a heartbreak, there's many layers to a heartbreak and they all have different layers.
Yes.
But her songs are just so raw and you never thought anyone could put it into writing, and yet she has done that. So she makes billions, so hate all you want.
Well, of course, it's deserved that she makes billions because
deserved.
It's just, mm-hmm. right. Yeah, and so many people, and you're going to see her
in July. Nick
in
and I
Germany.
Are going to the Eras Tour in Munich, and I am overwhelmed.
Yeah, you've not seen her since.
Never, no, yeah. I've never seen her live, and I got these tickets last May.
Yeah,
I bought these tickets, and I've been waiting and waiting, and I can't believe it's almost here. I'm very excited.
Okay, so dann hören wir mal rein, bevor dann die Rätselfrage kommt. Peace, Taylor Swift. Und dann Rätselfrage. Instruments?
Oh yeah, guitar, piano.
Yeah,
I think that's it. Multiple guitars though,
because that's a bass
She plays it all.
It's a very interesting bass intro.
Yeah. She had two people play with her, but she can play all of them.
Yeah.
I'm a fire and I'll keep your brittle heart warm. If you
also es wird echt diese Figuren werden vom Bass gespielt, was echt Wahnsinn ist. You know, I'm a bass player. It's really good. I couldn't do that.
The devil's in the details, but you got a friend in me. Would it be enough if I could never give you peace? Your integrity makes me seem small. You paint dreamscapes on the wall. I talk with my friends. It's like I'm wasting your honor. And you know that I'd swing with you for the fences, sit with you in the trench.
Swifty. So heißen tatsächlich die Fans, das sind die Swifties, ja. Okay, anything more you want to say about
that? No, that's she's enough. She's everything.
Okay. Well, this was the last not least song. What comes before the last not least song?
Quiz questions.
Yeah, die Rätselfrage, quiz questions.
I was going to try that word.
Yeah,
but
it doesn't matter.
We said no.
You're okay. It's fine. die Rätselfrage. Jetzt möchte ich erstmal auflösen, wer die letzte Rätselfrage beantwortet hat. Und zwar waren das der Axel, der Manuel, der Matthias 1 und der Mich. Und es ging um Nick Cave, ja, den ich natürlich auch, you know Nick Cave?
Mm-mm.
Australian singer, no.
I'll Google him after this.
Yeah, he's really good. Okay. Yeah. Nick Cave hat, die erste Frage ist, war ganz einfach, ja, es ging um in seinen größten Hit, und den hat er zusammen mit Kylie Minogue, Nick Cave und Kylie Minogue had a duet gemacht, und der war Where the Wild Roses Grow. Ja, das war der erste Teil. Der zweite Teil der Rätselfrage war, welcher Typ hat mit Nick Cave zusammen Musik gemacht? Das war Johnny Cash. Und die haben zwei Songs miteinander aufgenommen. Die waren Cindy und I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry von Hank Williams ursprünglich. Ja? You like Johnny Cash?
Yes.
Okay. But it's just a yes.
Because I had to think.
Is it a true yes?
Because the trick question have been like, okay, what's your favorite song? There wouldn't be a follow-up answer to that. Because I would enjoy his music if it was playing, but I'm not a fan,
okay.
If that covers that question, yeah.
I would consider myself a fan. Okay. Ja, und der dritte Teil der Rätselfrage war, Nick Cave war tatsächlich bei der Krönung von King Charles anwesend. Nick Cave was present at the coronation of King Charles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I wouldn't have expected that.
He must be important.
Well, obviously. Ja. So, und jetzt muss ich noch was sagen, Leute, was mir wirklich auch ein bisschen am Herzen liegt. Ich habe letztes Mal bei dem Special zur Dunkelheit habe ich die Band Bursum gespielt. Und ich habe da schon irgendwie so im Hinterkopf was gehabt, aber ich habe nicht drüber nachgedacht. Bursum ist eine Band, jedenfalls der Sänger oder der Mastermind von denen, die mit Nazi-Sachen in Verbindung gebracht wird. Und wenn ich eins hasse, dann sind es Nazis. Und ich möchte, dass ihr vergesst, dass diese Band hier gespielt wurde. Natürlich habe ich damit überhaupt nichts zu tun. Ja? Also jeder, der Nazi ist, ist ein kleinkariertes Arschloch. Ja? Und ich möchte damit nicht in Verbindung gebracht werden. Also es tut mir leid, dass ich die Band hier angespielt habe. Ich könnte jetzt zur Verteidigung noch sagen, das war aus der Zeit, als sie da so Gedankengut noch nicht weitergetragen haben. Trotzdem. Sowas ist mir, darf mir nicht passieren und wird mir auch nie wieder passieren. Aber ich bedanke mich auch, dass mich jemand darauf hingewiesen hat. Also nie mehr Bursum hören, nie mehr. Never ever listen to that again. Okay, but now comes the quiz question
about quiz questions.
Yes. Yeah.
The topic of our quiz questions is none other than Taylor Swift. So, question number one is, what are Taylor Swift's first two cats' names? Very important. If you're a big fan, you'll know.
Ja, warte mal. Also ich muss das übersetzen. I have to translate that.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult, you said. find out.
She's had multiple cats, but her first two cats.
Ja.
Yes.
Wie hießen die ersten beiden Katzen von Taylor Swift? Und es ist gar nicht so leicht rauszukriegen, aber ich habe extra gesagt, wir nehmen was Schweres. We take something difficult. Okay, mm-hmm. Right?
Question number two is, why did she re-record her albums? Since everyone knows Taylor's version, why is it called Taylor's version?
Ja, warum gibt's diese Taylor's version von jetzt jedem Album? Warum hat sie das gemacht? Warum nimmt sie die Sachen zum zweiten Mal auf?
And question number three is, what album has she not re-recorded?
Ja, es gibt ein Album, das noch nicht wieder aufgenommen wurde. Welches Album ist es? But you're sure it will come out.
Oh, it better come out before...
Before the concert.
Before our concert, because it'll give enough time for the new song she'll release to perform. It'll just be the epic ending of the Eras Tour.
Okay.
I'm manifesting.
Yeah. Ja, sehr, sehr schön. I think this is a highlight of the podcast, I have to say. The last song.
It's
something completely different.
It's a strange ending to this, and I told myself I should have put Taylor Swift last, but I don't even know why I chose this song. But again, a new genre to Britney. House music, dance music. I was introduced to my first rave in 2013, and then my first house music festival in 2014, and it opened up a world in me that gave zero craps. I had no care in the world, and I'm a dancing fairy, and I live for a good beat drop. I'm like always the group DJ, and this song is a strange choosing for this genre, but it's such a good beat drop that I was like, yeah, we're gonna play it.
Okay, yeah. And where did you experience that?
My first rave was a sketchy place. It wasn't an actual DJ. It was a long time ago. But my first festival is Tomorrow World, which most people know Tomorrowland in Belgium. Yeah. So I've experienced those festivals, and you see the who's of DJs there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, big ones.
Yeah, okay.
But this song is Tiësto, and he's great.
Wow, Tiësto. Really, wow.
Really?
Heißt so, das Ding. Wow. So, jetzt machen wir ein bisschen Rave auch noch hier, Leute. Alles dabei. Everything's on. Schon laut hören, ja? You gotta play it loud.
Exactly. As loud as you can.
Yeah. Also dreht auf, Leute! You know, it's not my kind of music, but this is really builds up very nicely. It's great.
Isn't trance music really big in Germany?
Yes,
like
it is.
Like techno?
I know. Yeah. I know.
This makes Many you want to fist pump.
Yeah.
Just in the air, just over it.
Okay. Mit dieser kleinen Melodie schicken wir euch jetzt irgendwo hin, wo ihr gerade seid, ob ihr gerade, was weiß ich, lauft, ob ihr gerade einschlaft oder was auch immer ihr macht. Whatever you do listening to this podcast, I will send you to, I don't know where, to sleep, to jog, to do
Isn't
whatever you want.
Isn't it strange how there's no words in this song? I just realized that.
It doesn't need any words, does it?
It's such a feeling where it's like the buildup of a beat drop in house music is so big that it kind of just makes you just float.
Yes.
And I will be like a dancing fairy. Like sober as can be, just dancing and sweating for hours.
Yeah, okay,
to
you can
stuff.
Do that. Yeah,
oh,
okay.
It's my favorite, and it's and I think that there's a lot of respect to. I played in the car with Nick's landlord. He plays trance music, and it's too techno-y for me. And I put this on, and he's like, "Okay,
yeah,
okay,
yeah, you
I like it.
Can't help." Yeah.
It's okay. It's just a little bit more. I don't know. Get your blood pumping.
Yeah.
It's a It's good.
It's really cool. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Brittany, that was
my life in 12 songs.
That was your, your life in 12 songs.
We did it.
One, 75 minutes.
Look at us go. I could be here for hours though.
Yeah,
talking
I know. Yeah. Well, if you ever want to come again, feel free. I think this is really wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Vielen Dank. Ich glaube, das war auch für euch heute mal richtig interessant. Ich glaube, das mit dem Englisch hat man schon hingekriegt. Das versteht man, glaube ich, schon. Das war Soundtrack of My Life with Brittany Ann Payne.
I'm hoping that I inspire at least one person to Google
you will.
A new genre
you will.
Or one of these
you
new
will.
Artists and listen to something that you're probably not familiar with.
Yeah, because this is what people, you know, write to me after the quiz question and so on. They say, well, I didn't know that and I Googled it and I listened to it more and so on. So hopefully, Leute, gebt mir Feedback, ja, und schreibt mir und ich werde die Britney, ich treffe die Britney immer beim Eishockey, ja?
Yeah.
And, okay.
I'm gonna create more Swifties, that's my goal.
Okay, right, we'll
that
see.
That or
we'll
some
see.
Little girls out there or have some anger and they're gonna find this screamo music and they're gonna be like, yeah, this is it and we're gonna be best friends.
Okay, very cool. Ja, Leute, das war heute dieses Special oder Soundtrack of My Life. Nächste Woche weiß ich noch gar nicht, ob ich wieder alleine bin. Wir werden sehen. Leute, bitte bleibt mir gewogen. Bitte hört mir weiter zu. Bitte beantwortet weiter so fleißig meine Rätselfragen, Quiz-Questions. Auf pittyspopcast@gmx.de. Bitte hört weiterhin gute Musik und gebt mir Feedback. Famous last sentence.
Gosh, you put me on the spot. This wasn't in my notes. I don't have any famous last words. Just make good choices to people. Hope everyone makes good choices.
That's enough. Yeah, thank you very much.
Danke schön.
Thank you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And whenever you want to come back, please do. Okay, so bis zum nächsten Mal, Leute. Macht's gut. Ciao.
Ciao. We did it.